Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the second hour will be Jack Mullen, because our previously scheduled guest is recovering from an illness, and we'll hopefully have him up next week, Friday. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to places no one could ever think existed since the dawn of time. Because every generation sees and experiences a manipulation, a means of psychological warfare and control, a licentiousness that takes truth, converts it, and puts the mask on it. So it becomes a facsimile. Satan is usually behind the creation of these facsimiles in all his various disguises and guises throughout history. And his most potent weapon is to masquerade as an angel of the truth. And we see that in glowing terms today in our lives with the COVID crisis, a manufactured psychological warfare operation to bring us to our knees and insert the mark of the beast into our bodies, to once and for all give that wily creature dominion over every mind, every body, and every soul by using the crack of his whip, fear, to drive us begging into servitude and eternal punishment. The Bible's very, very clear about the mark of the beast and the fact that it's not so much a voluntary thing. It will be caused upon us. And this is the cause to bring it about. And I believe this was very long and profound prophecy. I mentioned some time ago, when we read a lot of scripture, we should think with the modern technology in our minds. And I do, because there were warnings there from the ancients. We have to take those warnings very, very seriously. We also have to understand that there was compromise. There was chicanery. If we think for a minute that a generation existed without being forced into submission under fear of punishment, we are very, very naive. Probably one of the greatest police states that ever existed was Rome and Caesar. Caesar to Caesar was God. To anyone else, it really didn't matter. If there was any target for Caesar to pick on and vilify, it was Christians. We were thrown to the lions. We were tortured. We were murdered. We were exterminated like vermin. And then the great god Constantine came on the scene and decided to have a state religion. And he took semblances of Christianity and paganism and merged them together into the state religion, which manifested into a lot of what we know as Christianity. And many people inculcated in the faith say the same words that we hear from Darling Greta or people on the side of Fauci and the COVID plague. The science is settled. When I hear those words, my body shakes from top to bottom like I'm in an earthquake, because knowledge is fluid. It develops. It reissues itself. It's in a perpetual growing phase, an enlightening phase, until the science is settled. And then it becomes a dogma, and we're beaten to the ground and controlled. And I understand what happened in Rome. You submitted or you died. The books were burned because it was all settled at the Nicaea conferences. And anyone who had any ideas different from the god, Caesar, was put to death. If you possessed any of the materials, you were put to death. And that would be your easy way out. Unless you were tortured to death. I listen to Dr. Charles Stanley a lot on the way going to work. It's a nice way to put up with rush hour. But I have those codicils in my mind now when I listen about the words, especially some of the most important doctrines in Christianity. And two of them, one from the good side and one from the bad side, are running neck and neck in a horse race. And that is our new life, our being reborn principles that we find in John. That was Dr. Stanley's lecture the other day for me, John 3. And I just had to go look up the old words because I get a new mind, a new body. I'm reborn and I get eternal life. The pharmaceutical companies are offering me the same thing. I get a programmable mRNA chopping up my DNA and giving me a new mind, a new body, and will actually change my flesh into some plasticized version that I will get eternal life. And it will send drugs through my body and stimulate my organs and heal things. And I'll have a new mind because I'll be hooked up to the central entity computer. And then I look at the words in John 3 and say, I was offered the same thing here. So I speculate, what if Caesar God stole those words from the burned books and changed them to suit his ends as a business model to keep his power, his state, his church in perpetual business, because he becomes the gatekeeper to God. And we pay for our sins to him to get redemption under a promise. Languages are very complex. When I used to do media at that channel, I remember we did some live sessions, and a very nice young man came up to me, and he said, you know, I love to listen to you, but I only understand about a third of what you say. I'm going, well, I'm not speaking in Gaelic, so I found that hard to believe. But my nuances sometimes are very deep and reflective, using the language I know at a level most people don't. I'm not the only one. And in times past, there were many too. And when I go to look at the Hebrew words in John 3, and I study the deep seated nuances of these words, it just shakes you to understand that that was prophecy for today. And if Rome put it in their book, it must have been taken from another book that was burned and just taught in a different way, with simpler words, simpler understanding. So you could never, ever find the clues that are hidden in plain sight. The key word, of course, is water. And when we look at the deep-seated meaning of this word, mayim, yes, it is water. but it had more popular meanings back in its day. Juice, wasting water, and foot water, or urine. So it wasn't a blessed water, it was another type of water, a wastewater. Very interesting. Facts are usually very interesting. Then, what we call the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, is there too. And we cannot enter the kingdom of Malchut Hashem without this rebirth. So Ruach HaKodesh is Holy Spirit. But if you change the spelling just slightly, even in this version, it's not spelled correctly. Hako, apostrophe desh, is the Holy Spirit. Haka desh is the spirit of the hidden one. And our whole life will depend on what a scribe did under duress in times when you were put to death for the smallest infraction, based on that understanding of what the words were. The words are programming. People who know about spelling know spelling is about casting spells. So when we put these words together and we see them in context, I see a new picture. Because we will not be able to enter the Malchut Hashem, the kingdom of God. But Malchut means the inner kingdom. I would always be under the impression that God's kingdom would be the outer, greater kingdom, the heaven. The inner kingdom, when I think about the technology we have today, sounds rather quantum to me. It almost sounds like one of these inner dimensions as opposed to an outer dimension. And then, of course, one of the other main words in the verse before is we have to be reborn. We have to enter the womb of Imo, I-M-M-O in our language, to make it something we can sort of read. And another deep, deep word, very deep. And when I see that word, it's almost that you fall down. Because it also means to give birth of a city in the mother Israel is a deep connotation. And one of the synonyms for that city is a metropolis. And if there was anything that was ever the cult movie motion picture, it was the movie Metropolis, a 1927 classic by Fritz Lang, where people are roboticized just as they're doing now. But in the movie, it was done with electricity, that you were put in an electrical field and converted. Your soul was taken from your God-given body and put into the other body. As I've described before, were other words that were never translated for us that still remain in the text. The Adam HaChadash, the mystical, magical body, the robot body, and the Adam Hakad Moni, the God-created Adam life. There are two distinct versions described in Colossians. But they didn't tell us that, because the God Caesar didn't want you to know. Because if you knew, you wouldn't fall for the trap that has been set for you. Sometimes a lie is a bigger lie for the things that are not said, rather than the ones that are. And that's very, very important. And metropolis is a very deep meaning in Emu. The city is born in Israel. And what is the big city that's being born today? The new city. It's the Google city. The electronic city for the electronic flesh that is to come upon you. The ruach, the wind, the spirit, blows where it wishes. That's in verse 8. And the sound of it you hear, but you do not have da'at, knowledge, where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone having been born of the Ruach HaKodesh. And these words just scream of you to tell you. So this spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, is it our Holy Spirit or the spirit of the secret one? But in context with these other words and taken very, very deeply, it sounds to me like John 3 was an amazing piece of prophecy. And what was the juice? What is the wastewater? Surely I hope that the veil is lifted for you, that you know it comes in a hypodermic needle. And that wastewater will be put in your body to give you a new body, a new mind, at the cost of your soul. And your rebirth will be in to the new city, Metropolis, where you will be held slave, because we took the fruit from the tree of knowledge. And as God said in Genesis, you will surely die. It's not a death ray, but it's a deep seated, slow motion, extinction level piece of material that is being put in your body. And to even insult our language by calling it a vaccine, it's like calling a screwdriver a pencil, because you can etch things with the steel end. It is not a vaccine in any way, shape, or form. It is a spike protein. And it is this spike protein that is the seed of Satan to enter your body, to change it, to weaken it, to turn it into a germ-producing factory to kill you. And it saddens me that we end up in a trap like this. It also saddens me that brilliant people don't understand even some of the basics. I had to listen to some of our, they call them the Dirty Dozen doctors, and one of them is Dr. Tenpenny that comes to Power Hour. And when you listen to her, Dr. Lorraine Day, when you listen to her, Carrie Madej, when you listen to her, you have a basic understanding of everything that's happening. Maybe they're not the most prominent physicians in the world, but because they're Christians, they are. Because they're searching for something. It's called the truth. And they're prepared to walk the walk, carrying the cross, the burden, and be beaten into submission for the reward to bring that truth to you, where most of the others will just submit and follow the crowd without the slightest care or regard. Even if it's to walk to their death, they must follow this crowd. I was also shocked as we look at Dr. Bakhti in Germany, coming to tears, telling us about how dangerous this spike protein is and what it does. One of the greatest virologists in the United States, the top one to ever come out of Rutgers University, Dr. Rajendra Kapila, got both his Pfizer shots and went to India to help his sick family. He contracted the disease, or his body started to make it, as these doctors imply, and he died. Here we have one of the greatest minds to probably even look over a sentence or two he's written. Might take me a couple of weeks to even begin to understand it and pronounce the words properly. But he believed in this poison water, and he died. And I have to think well of him, because He did risk his life to go to an epicenter of something to try to do good. And that's part of what being a physician is all about. But if he understood all the things that are banned, the various pharmaceutical drugs that were working properly, like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, if he understood these things, which he should have known, as opposed to bowing down to the great god COVID, we might have gotten somewhere. In one report that was on Natural News, I see that a hospital in Ahmedabad in India was inoculating patients. And in this one hospital alone, 100 died from severe effects from this juice, this poison, this rattlesnake venom. 100. And I don't hesitate to say this will probably be the greatest medical mistake ever made. And the reason it will be is because the people driving the train off the bridge are mad. And they won't slow down. And they won't take any advice. They won't reflect on anything. They are just mad. They might as well be a kamikaze pilot to take the whole world down, just so they can be right. I pray I'm wrong. But I know in my heart, we have the truth, because we have to be persecuted for having the truth. Chelsea Clinton says there should be a war on the anti-vaxxers. So I think we know she is on Satan's side, fully and completely. Till death do we part from this great Eden we call Earth. And this last hope for us, empower our nation to see the truth, know what it is. I'm George Freund. See you on the other side of the break.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits bug growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, my friends. This is your redemption, and it is at hand because the little factoids of life, to give it to you abundantly, will be clear to you as the veil of lies of Satan and his minions are cleared. Because freedom is the ultimate hive mind, and so is the truth, because it's there before you to see, just like the path through the forest. It doesn't have to be hidden or overgrown. In this article, one Indian hospital saw 100 patients die after taking the COVID vaccine. A top UK modeling agency says 70% of people who took both vaccine doses will soon die. 3,300 people have died in America, more than that, really, of this vaccine injury. More than all the other vaccine deaths that they report, and they probably only report a small portion. And that's very important for you to know. This so-called mutant strain, B1617, is supposed to be more transmissible. But in this article, the post-vaccine mutant COVID strain is here and resistant to all current vaccines, probably tells us that this spike protein is making the variants in your body. Dr. Rand Paul suggests at the bottom of this article that this virus going through the natural immunity will give you immunity to all the variants and strains where the injection will not. So God's armor was the best armor. Another one is this Ohio doctor who's a plastic surgeon who mocked people like us. And he made great light. He got his doses, and he even wrote his obituary in jest in advance. So they were able to use it for his obituary. Dr. Thomas Flanagan, 48-year-old Ohio doctor, died April 27th. And he poses after his first Moderna shot. I did it for the orange juice. I'm pretty sure the needle was like a foot long. The good news is that I didn't feel the microchip going in, but I can hear local radio stations now, he said in jest. After his second dose, He said, the microchip is working just fine. My mind is slowly being taken over by the hive mind. We are just fine. Resistance is futile. One of my favorite sayings is, resistance is not futile. It is fundamental. And we underline the fun in fundamental. Because we can turn this. We can beat them into the ground because God will give us that power, that strength. And we will survive. And we will thrive because we may be the only ones left to do it. Klaus Schwab called for implantable global health pass microchip in 2016. Imagine that. I met some people on the weekend, and you know, they told me about a nurse who was doing a show, or former nurse doing a show at that channel, and she was being trained for all this stuff 2 years before it started to happen. Somebody had to know. Ophthalmologists are now ethically obligated to denounce COVID-19 vaccines as 20,000 eye disorders are reported in Europe, including 303 cases of blindness and 1,625 cases of visual impairment. That water that they're selling sounds rather bad, to say the least. There is hope, too. You know, there is a story going around about pine needle tea being very effective at breaking up blood clots, and it's also one of... Okay, that commercial break was brought to you by Big Brother. We're listening. We're always there for you. And sometimes we pull the plug. We had that last time up at bat with James Harp, too. But this pine needle tea is used in the basics for Tamiflu, so there's elements in there. It's supposed to be very good at helping blood clots, but who cares? It smells good, and it tastes good, and it's easy to make. So, I'll be looking for this young lady's videos and putting them on my prepper section to help you get through the apocalypse. Another one was Civil War Confederate coffee made from the roots of dandelions, which were supposed to, and dandelion is the ultimate survival ration, especially the roots. Everything's in there, every vitamin you could ever think of. And, you know, you chop them up, dry them out, grind them up, and make coffee. And it's supposed to be pretty darn good. And you know what? They're all over the place. So that's not a waste of time in any way, shape, or form. Another doctor, a pediatric specialist for children, talked about these things as well. And it actually got posted, believe it or not, on the regulations.gov with the FDA as a comment. And he described the horrors of this SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. Have the potential to cause microvascular injury to the brain, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, in a way that does not currently appear to be assessed in safety trials for those potential drugs, because they're not interested in safety trials, because they're going to kill us. Anyway. But here's a guy who wasn't exactly one of the magnificent 12, but he was there for you too. And this is the battle we face. And we will live, thrive, and survive based on how we act and react to that. Hamas fires Iranian-made cruise missiles for the first time, killing 5 Israelis. Well, the Yemenis have a lot of these missiles, and they're doing a hell of a job against Saudi Arabia, so I don't doubt for a minute that we're going to see them be used in this conflict, because that's the big center stage in the Bible as it unfolds in the Middle East. And there'll be vicious wars there, because primarily this is losing traction. Slowly but steadily, it's losing traction. And they have to have another thing. In the Bush era, we used to call it scarerism. So now they'll beef up the wars and maybe try to do it the hard way. Gaza death toll jumps to 84 as Israeli air raids intensify. And this is one type of event where I kind of prefer Mr. Gandhi. An eye for an eye makes us both blind. And it's far better to find a way to peace. But with the devil, unfortunately, there can be no peace. Colonial Pipeline paid $5 million to hackers to get the fuel flowing sources. Well, that doesn't surprise me. It's probably the easier way out. And it's almost like paying ransom money. Maybe there's a way that they can track them, but they say it's untraceable cryptocurrency, but I'm not so sure it's so untraceable. The big thing was, as I understood from other sources, there was still fuel in the pipeline. It's the computer in the office was taken down, so you couldn't measure the flow and charge for it. So it shouldn't take too long to get it going, but it's all part of this anti-industrial crap from the people who want to rebirth the earth into some other format and prevent us from having technology, transportation, freedom overall. Biden administration reportedly blocking UN ceasefire statement as Israel bombards Gaza. According to Reuters, which cited anonymous diplomats and sources familiar with the Biden administration's strategy in the United States, is delaying the UN Security Council's efforts to issue a public statement on escalating tensions between Israel and the Palestinians because it could be harmful to behind-the-scenes efforts to end the violence. Usually, when you hear the word Reuters, you have to gag. They've been one of the top manipulators of facts and information ever known, and they're very big at it now with fact-checking. So be very leery of Reuters. There's a great post on my blog, Conspiracy-Cafe. You look up yellow journalism in the little search engine, and someone wrote a very stellar piece on the history of that. And Reuters was at the top of the list, the Hearst newspaper chain and things like that. Is how they own and control your mind by casting a spell on you with those luscious words. And we just go along with it. Ban killer drones, international campaign of civil disobedience necessary. Those were probably one of the most offensive weapons that ever came along, really. When we think back to the time in the post-9/11 world when we were desecrating human life around the world with these so-called wonder weapons, it just seemed to be the epitome of evil. Like in the old westerns, they say, you know, shooting you in the back. Killing whole villages of people by shooting them in the back when something drops out of the sky is just absolutely disgusting. And it seems like a lot of our leaders seem to almost get off on the ability to issue death all over the world. And it was funny, too, like back in the day, you know, when we thought maybe they were building Manchurian candidates for that mysterious group called Al-Qaeda in Guantanamo, that somehow when some of their people got out, their rehabilitation was ended with a drone.
because dead men tell no tales. That was probably one of the greatest little things Joyce and I did back in the day, too, was, you know, a certain doctor who went nuts at a military base just happened to be a doctor at Guantanamo. And his primary target victim was two. So you had psychiatrist killing psychiatrist. Dr. Hassan killed Dr. Caraveo. What are the odds? And what I found really funny is Guantanamo had a newspaper. It was called the Gitmo Wire. And when you looked at some of the articles that were in there back then, it could almost bring you to tears of laughter about what was discussed. And this Nidal Hassan always did a lot of work around Virginia from time to time, where certain corporate entities that run intelligence happen to be, and certain massacres happen at universities and such. And that capital of decadence, Falls Church, comes to mind. Falls Church. You probably remember a woman named Linda, shot by the Beltway sniper in and around there. It's very easy to understand when you know the lair of the villains and head them off at the pass. That's why we always did good radio, and we always will. Because like the hunter in the forest or the tracker, you smell it. And it's hard to explain that to someone with no sense of smell, but we smell it, just like the bloodhounds. And we reveal it to the posse, and we round them up and bring them to a form of justice here at the Court of Power Hour Nation. Republicans introducing the FIRED Act, a bill that removes Fauci from his post. Couldn't happen any faster. The man should be in jail. Actually, I was at a film shoot, and things were going, you know, a little tough with the lines. And, you know, sometimes you got to lighten things up a little bit to break the tension, you know, so that you can get it done. Because we were kind of in a downward spiral of getting our lines through, and we just take after take after take after take after take, and we just couldn't get away from the, you know, the pressure of it. So we started singing a little song to lighten things up about Dr. Fauci, the disease, the problems we have. And maybe you're familiar with the Roadrunner song. Remember that one? So I changed it a little bit and added a couple of words, and it was like, nose booger, Dr. Fauci's after you. Nose booger, one of these days you're through. That Dr. Fauci's really a crazy clown. When's he gonna learn he never can bring you down? Nose booger, running around the world all day. His great reset, his idea of play. And everybody just started cutting, laughing, and then we could finish the takes and get it done. But that sums it up completely of what kind of a rat this guy is. And he can't bring us down. That's my spell to cast on him. You lose. And not just will you lose, we want to see you at one of those international courts for genocide. Refinery shuts down. Two refineries pause due to pipeline cyber hack as America's energy infrastructure shows vulnerabilities. That's something that's been talked about for a long, long time, the vulnerabilities in the supply chain for fuel. It's probably one of our weakest points. And you wouldn't even need an act of war to bring us to our knees about that. You'd only have to mess up a couple of these refineries, and we'd be at a serious deficit here in Canada because of the green movement. We can't even get refineries anymore. Old ones are taken apart and they're never replaced. So we're really helpless. And then, I guess, the great Justin Trudeau and the liberal machine will pull our wagon trains along the roads to bring us to some sort of redemption, if he can. Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, and South Carolina, and unemployment. So all these disease programs to keep you home will no longer be available, and you might have to actually go to work again, which is a good thing, because to get into endless debt, and part of it is the endless hopelessness, the breaking of the human spirit and the human mind so that you can associate with other people, whether they're like-minded or not, and to a great extent, many of the people we would associate with are not like-minded. That's why it is so imperative to change the channel in this struggle for some semblance of freedom, because it's just like you're behind enemy lines. I always use the analogy of Power Hour being like Radio Free Europe in occupied France or any other occupied country. There's a breath of fresh air across the English Channel or across the ocean, and you can partake of it, and it will give you courage and hope and strength that we will persevere, and we will persevere. As my father used to say, the worm always turns. That's almost a scientific fact, because an artificial system cannot stay in place. It has to be pumped up with lies and shenanigans to survive even another minute. And at any time when that force is not there to keep it artificially inflated, artificially on top of you, controlling you, then it just deflates and crashes, because it has to go to its natural state. And that natural state involves the truth. So in that end, they can't win in the long run. They can do all kinds of things in the short run, but because these people are driven by madness, they are quite prepared to take it to the nth degree. And it's only by our ability to think and reason that we can overpower them. As I said last time, this is like jungle warfare, and instead of hand-to-hand combat, it's head-to-head combat against the greatest deception artists that have ever lived, with untold money and power behind them. But their days are numbered. They may be numbered much faster if they take the juice. Chick-fil-A limits sauces for order due to shortage. Now, there is a life-threatening event. Chick-fil-A's out of sauces because of shortage. And part of this great shortage is because of the gasoline shortages and fuel shortages. This is happening all over the place. And a lot of it, too, is almost like a deconstructive phase, because I've heard many places have great volumes of supply for construction materials, but they're being held back and in many cases even destroyed so they can't get to market, because we're in a great reset, a deindustrialization. And the bean counters know where this is going to go, and they're holding things back. One of the other ones, in case I forget, is these great divorces with Bezos, as I understand it, the Gates, is they are camouflage for them to unload their assets and not cause panic in the streets about any kind of coming financial collapse. That was one thing I was hoping to ask our financial guests, so I'll have to wait till next week for, and to see what kind of damage could be done or would be done if the great exit was taken by the billionaires and they got stuck in the door frame like Larry Curly and Moe, trying to get out of Dodge. NRA bankruptcy case dismissed, leaving group open to lawsuit. That's probably one of the most unhealthy persecutions we could ever have, is this movement to make we the people helpless slaves, to return us to serfdom. The only thing, there was a great I believe it was a Greek philosopher that said, the only guarantee of democracy is millions of arms anonymously held. The Google sensor engine doesn't let you find that anymore. It used to be available 10 years ago, and I just can't seem to find the actual source about who said it. But it is rather brilliant, and it is quite true. Here in Canada, one of our gun groups, the Canadian Shooting Sports, was going through the platforms of the various political parties, and the one I voted for most often was the Christian Heritage Party. They had a three-sentence policy on firearms. I only had to see the first one, and, you know, I wasn't wasting my vote over the years, because they were decent people who honestly wanted to do things. But their first position was very, very clear. When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. I like that. And they even wanted to institute a policy, a provision for self-defense, because it does exist, whether you like it or not. We must survive the law of the jungle. I'm George Freund. This is Power Our Nation. On the other side of the break, Jack Mullen, my American brethren. God bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.